Welcome to Philanthropy Today, powered by the GMCF, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. I'm Dave Lewis, your host for Philanthropy Today, where we discuss the efforts of members of the nonprofit community that are working in conjunction with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. We have a new series of episodes, and we call them the 25 Days of Christmas, where our focus will be on end-of-year giving and holiday hopes for our organizations. We'd also like to remind you to subscribe or follow Philanthropy Today wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll get notifications when our new episodes launch. Now to the 25 Days of Christmas on Philanthropy Today. Joining us today on Philanthropy Today is Brian Niehoff, who is president of the board of directors of the Wonder Workshop Children's Museum, which is one of my favorite places in town. I just love the Wonder Workshop. Brian, welcome to 25 Days of Christmas.
Thank you, Dave. It's nice to be here this afternoon. I'm looking forward to this.
For those who are not familiar with the Wonder Workshop, give us just an overview of what the Wonder Workshop is.
So the Wonder Workshop is a place that focuses on promoting education in the sciences, humanities, arts for children, primarily between pre-K to 6th, 7th, 8th grade. We have a house here in town. They look at activities all around town. They take field trips around town, and it's just a way to expose kids to sciences, to arts, to humanities of all different types. And it's been doing this for the last almost 30 years now, 20 some odd years.
And Richard Pitts started the Wonder Workshop.
Richard Pitts was the founder. He and his wife were the founders of the Wonder Workshop. I think the website said like 27 years ago.
That's a long time.
It's been doing this for quite a long time, and they survive primarily on grants, donations. It's never been a place that's been a for-profit. It's a not-for-profit, and so it is not about how much money can we make on different pieces of activities. And the types of activities we do are usually school-based. On the days when schools are not in session, we have what's called discovery days, so kids can come to the Wonder Workshop and still maintain some educational focus. The parents can feel comfortable that they're getting that. We have, since the Wonder Workshop is officially a children's museum, we have exhibits in the museum so people can come as visitors, whether it's families with kids, what have you. We also offer programs for preschool kids, pre-K. We have programs for them. And then we also bringing in volunteers who are teens, so it allows teens to develop a volunteer spirit and then begin to help interact and conduct activities with the kids.
The last couple of years have been years of transition for the Wonder Workshop because Richard Pitts struggled health-wise and then lost his battle to cancer in March of 2020. And then with COVID and everything else, there's been a lot going on there over the last couple of years.
It has been a challenge. We as a board, prior to Richard passing away, we were sort of loosely connected. Richard brought in board members to help in various capacities with the Wonder Workshop. And so after his passing, his widow, Cindy Pitts, gathered the board together, and we worked together as a board to try to determine, how do we want to go? Do we want to even continue this? And it was unanimous. Everybody said, we are going to continue doing this. We're going to make Richard proud of the effort, and we're going to bring the Wonder Workshop back. And we made that decision literally, like, I think in May after Richard passed away. We all were very strong friends of Richard's and strong supporters of the effort of the Wonder Workshop, and we did not want to see that drop off in any way, shape, or form.
He's one of the few men I know that he seemed like he loved everybody.
Here's the crazy thing. If you listen to people talk about Richard, everyone believes they were Richard's best friend.
Yes. I would say that about me.
I'm the same way. I mean, he made you feel like you were his best friend, and you were the focus of his attention, and he would call on you when he needed help, and that's how he treated everybody. I mean, the more people I talk to, the more I find out that's how he treated every single person. Kids loved him. He had a spirit about him. He had just a playfulness about him, but also a focus on how to be a human, how to be a man, how to be a person, how to be a member of a community, how to be a member of society. That was just unique.
Yeah, one of the most welcoming personalities ever.
He was just so loving.
Yeah. Well, I know that you kind of got back into some similar pathways for the Wonder Workshop. You had your big fundraiser back in November with the Soul Food Dinner, which is something he started, and sounds like you had a really good night with that.
We had a blast, and it was all a complete learning experience for us all, because again, while we were lucky that we had a couple of people who had been engaged with working and preparing the dinners in the past, and that gave us a little bit of a background, but most of us had not prepared food at this level before. Most of us had not been there from the very start to the very finish of any particular soul food dinner. So it took a lot of planning. We began planning for this in July, and it had talked about who's willing to cook, who's willing to cook what. What do we want to even have on the menu? How many different items? What are we thinking about for people? Do we think we can get that many people? So it was all very unpredictable and uncertain as to exactly how this was all going to go. And on the day of, we decided to do it at Seco Park, which is where traditionally it had been. We showed up, we got the place at 1 o'clock, and we just started working. And every single person who walked in the door, from the board as well as volunteers, just pitched in, whether it was helping in the kitchen, cooking something, going out and getting something from the store, running and getting this, working the line and helping people check in and all this. It was just everybody pitched in and made this thing a success. And I think we ended up serving over 300 people. We had a blast. And the atmosphere, I've been told by many people since that, and the reviews that we got, food was fabulous. The atmosphere was just like they remembered it. And it was just very appropriately done in our estimation. We felt really good about it.
We're visiting today with Brian Niehoff, who serves as president of the board of directors of the Wonder Workshop Children's Museum. So let's take a look at the year ahead. And I would suppose that there's still some transition, a lot of understanding, and hopefully some growth and more opportunities for youngsters.
Yeah, we were able to start up. We really kicked everything off this past year with a summer camp program. We didn't hold it as Richard traditionally did at the. They had an outdoor camp offsite out of Manhattan over by the lake. We decided not to have it there because we just weren't too sure. We decided to hold it at the Wonder Workshop itself down on 4th Street. We remodeled the space. We redid the exhibits, and we served over about 100 kids in the summer camp this past year. And during this fall, we started back up with pre-K programs, and I think somewhere around 500 kids have come through the pre-K program in the past 4 months, which is pretty amazing. I think we've been doing it about 2 to 3 days a week. We also have a lot of visitors coming in. I think around 200 visitors who come through the door on weekends. And then on Discovery Days, somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 kids have come through on Discovery Days. And those are just the days off from school. So what we're looking to do this, starting again in the spring and continuing on through the rest of the year, is just continue to ramp those numbers up. One of the things Dave, marketing's not easy, and getting the word out there is not a simple thing. You believe that people know about you, but just because it's on Facebook doesn't mean people know it's there or know what it is or know that and they're going to come. We've had great experiences with families. Word of mouth is getting out there. We're starting to get a little bit more exposure in other areas with regards to our marketing. I would love to develop a marketing plan so that we can put ourselves out there in a more public way. And then just continue and maintain these programs that we've got, with the thought of, we did all this work last summer with the summer camp stuff, and we came in late to that game because we didn't decide that we were going to do a summer program until I think it was May, April or May, maybe it was April. So usually when kids are starting to sign up for summer programs, it's February and March. So we were late to the game getting into summer programming. I think we'll be a lot earlier this time around. I'm sure we will have some great programming over the summer. And just an inviting place to be. We may be going back out and doing some nature walks and things like that. Richard just loved to do nature walks, particularly even just around the neighborhood. It's down there near and going down to the Douglas Center, going down to City Park, going down to all the areas down in that area of town. It's just, he just loved doing those kinds of things.
One thing I've been asking all of our guests on Philanthropy Today here during this 25 Days of Christmas program series is, if you were to have a Christmas wish for the Wonder Workshop, that takes a little bit of thought, what would it be, Brian?
You know, Christmas to me has always been about the Christmas spirit, and I think just maintaining that spirit of the Wonder Workshop throughout the entire year. As we were talking earlier, Richard carried with him an incredible spirit of living, of this mission of educating kids on a constant basis and just helping them learn by having fun with what they're doing. And I just would love for us to maintain that kind of a playful spirit of education, not just for Christmas, but for the whole year. That's what really guides us. That's what really, you know, that's what really moves us forward. We have various goals about getting in some infrastructure, getting in, you know, looking at, you know, what's the succession plan for directing the Wonder Workshop down the road. But those are all things we're gonna figure out this year one way or another. But I just love the spirit of the Wonder Workshop, and that's what keeps me attached to it.
All of us here at the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation want to wish you and everybody at the Wonder Workshop a happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And we look forward to hearing more good news from the Wonder Workshop Children's Museum, Brian.
Thank you very much, David, and a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year to the entire Manhattan community. Come by and visit us sometime. We're open.
Thank you for joining us on Philanthropy Today, powered by the GMCF, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. On our podcast, we discuss the efforts of members of the nonprofit community that work in conjunction with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. We have this new series of episodes called The 25 Days of Christmas, where we talk about end-of-year giving and holiday hopes for our organizations. Find out more about the work we do at the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation on our website at mcfks.org. And just a quick reminder, subscribe or follow Philanthropy Today wherever you get your podcasts so you can get the notifications when our new episodes launch. I'm Dave Lewis. We'll see you next time.